I had the experience of being the clinician trying to work with a consumer who had been in emergency services. And this individual was fairly difficult to deal with, pretty aggressive, pretty agitated, you know. We were sitting in a discharge planning meeting for this particular consumer, and I had in my mind ahead of time how this was going to go after discharge, in order to good intentions in mind, as most clinicians have, that these particular things needed to happen with this consumer in order to keep him from continually being caught up in emergency services on pretty much a weekly basis at that point. And I went at him with, you know, here are the things that need to occur for you to stay out of emergency services on a regular basis. I was really being pretty directive. And his reaction to that directiveness was more agitation. You know, kind of a, who are you to tell me what needs to happen in order for me to stay out of the hospital, or in order for me to go on from here? He was a very independent individual, who really valued that. And I was not respecting that he had that need to be independent. And after a little bit of going back and forth, the director of emergency services was in the room with me, and she took a much more motivational approach with him. Started off by saying, you know, hey, you're a very independent guy. You know, you get along on your own very well. You know, you tell me a little bit about what needs to happen in order to stay out of emergency services, you know, in order for you to continue doing your life. You know, just going from his point of view and allowing him to express that, and respecting the fact that he's in control ultimately, and he's going to make decisions about his life, and we need to help him in that process versus telling him what needs to happen. He reacted very well to that, connected with her immediately. I mean, it was a change within 5 minutes. It was a change in the direction of connecting with the clinician, and getting on board, everybody getting on the same page, and moving forward, as opposed to butting heads through the process. But that connection was made, that relationship began to form in that connection process, and in using motivational approaches that wouldn't have been there had we gone my route coming into the session. So that really taught me and illustrated to me the difference between being directive with consumers and taking a motivational approach.